With Susan Coates of Richmond, we're here at the Missouri State FFA Convention. And Susan, I understand your daughter's busy. She's doing well down here. Tell us all about that.
So we were quite surprised. She won second in beef production placement, which means she raises her cattle. And then today, she is going on stage for second place ag communications team. In addition to that, she's been a delegate, and she'll work in the media room this afternoon and enjoy the trade show.
She's like her mom. She's a busy lady, right?
She is. We don't like to sit around. So we had a lot of other achievements from our Richmond FFA chapter. This has been one of the best years I can remember in history. We have Jody Robinson, who has been a state FFA officer this past year, and she gave her retiring address last night, and we're so proud of the job she did representing our chapter.
I know I've interviewed Jody before. She was the state secretary, and her dad is an advisor. Is it Hardin Central? Is that where
he is? Yes, sir, and he has some teams down here as well that qualified.
You see all the blue jackets here. I mean, a lot of blue jackets, and I tell you what, I'm used to going looking at their backs as they go by to see where they're from. Now the kids are wearing backpacks, so I can't see where they're from a lot of times, but it's kind of confusing.
That does make it a little difficult, but it's so neat. Some of these kids we see, like I'm watching girls walk by that my daughter shows cattle or pigs with or different things, and the cool thing for me is I graduated from Mizzou. I grew up in the livestock industry showing cattle, and seeing all the successes of these kids that their parents, I grew up in the FFA program with and grew up in agriculture with. So this is kind of a homecoming. I get to come to the Mizzou campus, and I get to come to state FFA convention. So this is a lot of fun to be here.
My son's a police officer. He was with Marshall FFA few years ago, and I just talked to him on the phone before I came in here today. He said, I wish I was off. I'd like to just come down and reminisce, you know. You're much younger than me, but even going back to my day, things have changed a lot in FFA, but it's still, the values are still there.
I tell you, these kids, I was in the hotel last night, and these kids are just polite, and they're doing great things, and they're, you know, some kids might never get out of their community except to come to state convention. So it's neat to see those kids find their place in the FFA program.
You'll hear more of a visit with Susan on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What happens when you talk to a cow? It goes in one ear and out the udder. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.